There'll be people there. Tell somebody, keep on going.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, full of grace and mercy, the only true and living God who loves us so dearly, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. My text is Psalm 37:1, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." The prophet in this psalm forbids us to fret at the prosperity of the wicked in their wicked ways. He gives very good reasons why we should not fret at it. Number one, because of the scandalous character of the wicked, notwithstanding their prosperity, and the honorable character of the righteous. Because of the destruction and ruin which the wicked are near to, and the salvation and protection which the righteous are sure of from all the malicious designs of the wicked. Because of the particular mercy God has in store for all good people and the favor he shows them, he prescribes very good remedies against this sin of envying the prosperity of the wicked, and great encouragement to use those remedies. We must teach and admonish one another rightly to understand the providence of God and to accommodate ourselves to it, at all times carefully to do our duty and then patiently to leave the event with God and to believe that, how dark soever things may look for the present, it shall be well with those that fear God, that fear before him. My scripture comes from Psalms 37:1-6, which states, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." This psalm tells us not to worry because of those that are destructive and injurious when it seems that they are prospering. Trust in the Lord and do good. The reason not to fret it is the assurance that justice will come in the end. The evildoers will soon fade like the grass and shall be cut off, while the faithful who wait on the Lord shall inherit the land. The desires of your heart. God will shape your heart so that it desires the right things. He will give you what your heart desires. It is safe to say this to those who embrace the advice of this psalm, because as they delight themselves in the Lord, their hearts will desire the right things. We are here cautioned against discontent at the prosperity and success of evildoers. Fret not thyself, neither be thou envious. We may suppose that David speaks this to himself first and preaches it to his own heart in his communion with that upon his bed, for the suppressing of those corrupt passions which he found working there, and then leaves it in writing for instruction to others that might be in similar temptation. that is preached first, and with most probability of success to others, which is first preached to ourselves. An old saying is, practice what you preach. Now, when we look abroad, we see the world full of evildoers and workers of iniquity that flourish and prosper. They have what they will and do what they will, that live in ease and pomp themselves and have power in their hands to do mischief to those about them. So it was in David's time, and therefore, if it is so still, let us not marvel at the matter, as though it was some new or strange thing. When we look within, we find ourselves tempted to fret at this and to be envious against those scandals and burdens, these blemishes and common unpleasantness of this earth. We are apt to fret at God as if he were unkind to the world and unkind to his church and permitting such men to live and prosper and prevail as they do. We are apt to fret ourselves with irritation at their success in their evil projects. We are apt to envy them the liberty that they take in getting wealth, and perhaps by unlawful means, and in the indulgence of their lusts, and to wish that we could shake off the restraints of conscience and do so too. We are tempted to think them the only happy people, and to incline to imitate them, and to put ourselves with them that we may share in their gains and eat of their dainties. And this is what which we are warned against. Fret not thyself, neither be thy envious. Fretfulness and envy are sins that are their own punishments. They are in uneasiness of the spirit and the rottenness of the bones. It is therefore in kindness to ourselves that we are warned against them. Yet, that is not all. For when we look forward with an eye of faith, we should see no reason to envy wicked people their prosperity. For their ruin is at the door, and they are moving fast for it. They flourish but as the grass, and as the green herb, which nobody envies nor frets at. The flourishing of a gardener man is like that of a fruitful tree, but that of the wicked man is like grass and herbs, which are very short-lived. They will soon wither of themselves. Outward prosperity is a fading thing, and so is the life itself to which it is confined. They will soon be cut down by the judgment of God. Their triumphing is short, but their weeping and wailing will be everlasting. We are here counseled to live a life on confidence and complacency in God, and that will keep us from fretting at the prosperity of evildoers. If we do well for our own souls, we shall see little reason to envy those that do so ill for theirs. Hearing aids may reduce your risk of dementia by half, a study says. What to do about it? First things first, if you are sure about your hearing health, get it checked, Lynn said. Even if you have only mild hearing loss, use an aid, says Dr. Benjamin Tan, Dean Speller at the Yeo Luth Lin School of Medicine at the National University of Singapore. It is a simple, effective, and particularly risk-free method to preserve your cognition as much as possible, he added. That said, not everyone in the United States has access to regular consultation and treatment with an ear, nose, or throat doctor or an audiologist. Tan said in these cases, however, costs over the counter hearing aids available without a prescription may be a good cost option. So Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is, where is your focus? It is important that we acknowledge the significance of focus during this season of adversity and how the subject of our focus can ultimately shape our legacy. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. So today, I ask you, where is your focus during this season? And I challenge you to consider the following three things. First, let go of the issues and concerns outside of your control. Yes, be diligently watchful, wise, prayerful, and take reasonable measures, but refuse to become obsessed with problems that you were never meant to manage. Second, turn your attention to what God is accomplishing. View the current situation in light of his sovereignty rather than on the conjectures of people. This is very important because when we see our circumstances as the result of man's will and fail to understand them through the filter of God's plan, it will create all kinds of uncertainty and anxiety for us. Therefore, look for the Lord's provision and will in everything and trust his ability to work all things together for good and his ultimate purpose. And third, faithfully accomplish whatever God has given you to do. Realize that you matter. Your faithfulness as a believer is an essential part of his work in the world. This is the very reason the enemy desires to distract you, because he knows the Lord can actively accomplish great things through you. The Apostle Paul could have focused on his pain while in jail, on lockdown in Rome, and the overwhelming circumstances of that period in history. But instead, he made it his goal to encourage the churches and be a faithful witness of God's grace. And because of it, his letters within the Bible have encouraged believers throughout the ages. The Lord God wants to do eternity-shaping things through you as well. You may not think you have the gifts to make much of a difference, but as a person who has been saved by Jesus and indwelt by the Holy Spirit, you have everything you need to be his hands and feet in the world. So let go of the temporary and let him work the eternal through you. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Keep looking up and focus on carrying out God's plan for your life. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the encouragers bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we